This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
And it's a very warm welcome to my show for you today with me, your host Alex Nyman, and my show Insights. Yes, a whole hour of the very best in jazz. Now, I have to just say that it's a rather sad week simply because the one and only David Sanborn passed away a few days ago. And after a quite long battle with prostate cancer, although he did actually have gigs booked through until 2025, so he was planning on sticking around. Unfortunately, it got the better of him, which is a huge shame. We'll talk about him a little bit more during the show, but this is going to be a show celebrating the music of David Sanborn. Only David Sanborn. Yes, it is a huge loss to the, well, I suppose the community of music worldwide, really, because he was a prolific player, and has probably appeared on a lot more things than you might imagine. If anybody's a fan of the Lethal Weapon film series with Danny Glover and Mel Gibson, you can be sure that the saxophone you're hearing on that all throughout all of those films is actually David Sanborn. And somebody said, what would the Lethal Weapons be without Mel Gibson? Somebody, what would they be like with the, what would they be like without David Sanborn? Very true. So, as I say, let's carry on listening to David. Don't want to listen to me too much. Let's listen to David instead. Some early David Sanborn there. I particularly liked his sound at that particular stage in his playing career. It's a very pure sound. It's kind of developed into something a little bit sort of thicker and heavier as he got older, but yeah, as I say, that was my very favourite sound from David during that sort of early 70s period. This is a track, a beautiful track. It's called All I Need Is You from the Voyeur album. Thank you. Beautiful playing there from David. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, as I say, he's one of the great stylists of the last 50 years. I think there's probably very few saxophone players that would say that they haven't heard of him, and quite a number that would say that they've not only heard of him but been extremely influenced by his sound and the language he used, you know, the actual sort of phrases that he used. I'm one of those. This is a beautiful chance called Poinciana. There you go. Buonasera there with David Sanborn. I was just actually looking through my playlist and it really is, well, it's quite amazing just how many people, how many people he's played with. I've just, on this sort of small section alone on my screen right now, I've got the names of Pure Prairie League. Don't know who they are, but David Bowie. That was a Young American Strike. They actually did a lot more with David Bowie than just the Young American Strike. But that's when I first actually heard David that morning back in 1975. I think it was when it came out. Radio 1 played it and I spat my cornflakes out all over the table because I couldn't believe that anybody could make a sound like that. I didn't even think it was a saxophone at the time. It just didn't sound like anything I'd ever heard up to that point. And it was a real eye-opener for me. And but David had been playing like that for quite some time. It's just that being, you know, raised in England, somewhere in the backwaters, we didn't get to hear this sort of stuff then, which is a real shame because I was well aware of David Bowie being, you know, like the pop star that he was, but I hadn't heard up to that point that particular track. That was the first day they ever played it on Radio 1, and it was just stunning, really was. So who else? David Bowie, Stevie Wonder, Kenny Loggins, Elton John, Bruce Springsteen, Ian Hunter, Billy Joel, Carly Simon, Bonnie Raitt, The Eagles, Steely Dan, Toto, Brian Ferry, who else is under there? The Paul Butterfield Blues Band. That's where he first actually made his kind of thing happen. He actually was played at the original Woodstock 1969 festival then. He was there and played, and he was a very young chap, a good looking man as well, actually, I must say. Not jealous at all, but he really was he was a good looking chap throughout his whole life. He really looked after himself, looked fantastic. Who else? Eric Clapton and Michael Kamen, Chaka Khan, Hubert Laws, Aretha Franklin, Jacob Astorius, James Brown, Bob James, the Brecker Brothers, John Scofield, Ween, Lenny Kravitz. Look, as you can see, like everybody had him on their, basically on their albums, and you know, you can understand why. When he's just something special about how he played, it really was. He wasn't like a, you know, like a major technician like some guys, you know, in sort of the bebop kind of world of bebop and jazz. He wasn't sort of on that sort of like high level of technicality, although he could play, don't get me wrong, but it was just that he didn't kind of, he almost didn't need to go to that point. What he said with a few notes was just more than enough, and this is just fantastic. This is Stevie Wonder. This is from the album called Talking Book, and this is called Tuesday Heartbreak.
Tuesday heartbreak seemed to be unfair, 'cause you say that you found enough. Tuesday breakout. Guess you just don't care, 'cause you found you another man. I wanna be with you when you're all alone. I wanna be with you when you feel you got another man. Didn't see, oh baby, alright. I wanna be with you when the nighttime comes. I wanna be with you when the daytime comes. I wanna stay a baby, little baby, baby with you. Tuesday heartbreak seem to be a drag when you know that you love her specially. Catch up, baby. Catch up with my dreams. Maybe then I could see you all the time. It's alright. I want.
David Sanborn there with the one and only Steely Dan. This coming track is probably one of his most sort of famous, I suppose, in the jazz community. This is a track, but beautiful track. It's called Straight to the Heart. Thank you. Yes, Sugar, Stanley Turrentine number there, beautifully played by David. Fantastic stuff. Now here's another David, and this is the solo I will tell you all about. Listen to this one.
I want
Yeah, well, 15 years old hearing that. I wish I could have played like that at the time. It's all right. Okay, got one more track to play before today because I have to make room for the next guest as the next presenter is coming to the studio. This is a beautiful number. It's Miss Masquerade. And I'm going to be bringing back another whole program of David Sanborn because I barely touched the surface, scratched the surface, not hardly at all. So I shall be doing a lot more of that in a fortnight's time. So please join me then. And in between now and then, have a safe time. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Cheers. Bye-bye.